NT, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, bloody good, mate. Bloody good. Dancing with the Stars. They're dropping like flies thanks to the vid.
Oh, you know what? This was their chance. It was like, okay, well, you know what we'll do is we'll bring back all these people that we should have thrown off in the first place. And then the person that, you know, got 2 days to rehearse, we'll just get rid of her anyway. I just was like,
we're all left flabbergasted.
One the thing that I want to shout out is that there is a reporter by the name of Jenny Mortimer who writes for the New Zealand Herald, and she does the best wrap-up write-ups of Dancing with the Stars, and everybody should read her stuff because it's quite funny. She compared it this last week to Sex and the City and gave every dancer like a character. And it's really, really good.
Oh, there we go. Shout out to Jenny Mortimer. She'll appreciate that.
Yeah, she's gone global. That's pretty cool. How about you, Enty? You were over there in Italy at the Kardashian wedding?
No. Are we sure it was a wedding? It looked like a funeral. It really did. It looked depressing. It looked, honestly, it looked like something out of The Godfather almost. And I know that's wrong because it was in Italy and stuff, but just with the way they were wearing it, it was an advertisement for Dolce & Gabbana. They had to plug Dolce & Gabbana. They had a Dolce & Gabbana pop-up store. I'm sure Balenciaga is really upset because, you know, Kim's been plugging them and now all of a sudden had to do Dolce & Gabbana. I thought that Kourtney Kardashian, I mean, her veil was nice. She didn't look all that great, her outfit. And then in the whole Kris Jenner trying to convince the world that Beyonce was going to be there or flying in for it, and I just didn't understand that at all. I mean, Beyonce didn't go to Kim Kardashian's wedding to Kanye. Why is she going to go to Kourtney Kardashian's wedding it makes no sense whatsoever.
Because Dolce & Gabbana will pay her.
Yeah, true.
Maybe. I thought, and I still think, that she was at a birthday party this weekend in Los Angeles. It was somebody's 50th birthday party. And I'm pretty sure that she was there. She wasn't even in the country. So I don't know where that rumor got started, but it was Beyonce. Beyonce. Beyonce in town for Kourtney's wedding. Beyonce. Beyonce. It kind of overshadowed the actual wedding. It's all so much. I thought we were going to get rid of the Kardashians for a little while. And it's just, they're back full on, and it's disturbing. I don't like it.
I saw Travis Barker, he was kind of wearing it was fashion, darling, but it was a black maternity dress almost.
Yeah, he has been, he must have this kind of thing. I noticed that Kourtney's been wearing a lot of like goth kind of thing that she did when she was in her early 20s, and perhaps that's what he likes to see her wear. And he has been wearing some, you know, very interesting outfits too, and exploring this high fashion couture kind of thing that it just seems to go against and rail against everything that, say, like Blink 182 pretended to be.
Yeah, yeah. It reminded me of, you know, when Homer Simpson wore the gown.
Yes, when he tried to put on the weight for the nuclear power plant to work from home. Yeah, I know the one. Hey, the Johnny Depp trial, it seems to be going on and on. I don't even remember a time before it started. I mean, when is this thing going to end? Because it just feels like every day there's more news and you kind of feel sad for all these things being brought up.
Yeah, I think it's supposed to end this week on Friday. So then it'll go to the jury, and then the jury... I've said it with you guys before. It's just, can you imagine you're sitting there in a jury, and I don't know how it works in New Zealand, but, you know, you get paid $50 or $60 a day, and supposedly your employer is supposed to keep paying you. You get the salary or whatever. And you're worried about all these day-to-day things. And then you have people coming in like Johnny Depp and Amber Heard and talking about the $200,000 wine bill a month and, oh, I have seven houses. Oh, the $30 million house had a water leak or whatever. And they're just – it's just too much. And it just, you know, that they're just, they got over the whole, my goodness, I'm a juror in front of, you know, Amber Heard and Johnny Depp. And now it's just like, can we just go home? Because I'm so tired of listening to your problems, because they are problems that I will never have and I really don't care about.
That's a very fair point. Like, they're arguing over $50 million here. Those people are never going to get $50. Just let me go. I don't care. The $200,000 a month wine bill. Damn. Mind you, pause those big glasses. What are they called? Mega pints.
Oh, really?
Yeah, $200,000. And then he had $100,000 a month that he was paying to an addiction doctor. And, you know, it's just all these other bills. And, oh, can we live – all these people that lived in these apartments that he owned, which are really expensive, and they're, you know, they're living there. And then we hear, you know, from his former manager of 20 years, she testified about how she couldn't get him work any longer because of the fact that nobody wanted to work with him because he was so much trouble going to the set, and he wouldn't go to the set, and he wouldn't be there on time. And if you look at his most recent movie, there was somebody who said the exact same thing, that they lost $500,000 a day for 10 days because of different days that he either didn't show up for work or would leave work. And then the crucial piece of actual testimony, other than what I believe is a therapist, is you had a Disney person, a Disney employee, who said that the op-ed that Amber wrote had nothing to do with him not being cast in the next Pirates of the Caribbean. If that's true, and if the jury says, oh, okay, because he has to, part of the deal is that he has to prove that Amber lied, but also that he had damages. And he's always asserted that the op-ed was written and then he was fired, which would give him damages, which would be offset by his Fantastic Beasts salary, but it would give him damages. But you have somebody from Disney saying, nope, he wasn't in our plans at all.
Interesting. Hey, do you know all these people that you get the dirt on there, NT, do they ever come and hit you up? Like, will Kourtney Kardashian listen to our podcast and go, hey, he said I look like a funeral my wedding? Do they ever confront you?
No. I used to, back way when I first started the blog, publicists would reach out and try and get me to say things or, oh, no, correct something. And I told them, I'm not going to listen to you guys. And so they stopped. It was an interesting thing. When I first started, the site would get invited to, you know, premieres, and would get invited to red carpet things and, you know, interviews and stuff like that, normal reporter kind of stuff. And then when they realized after 6 months or so that I was not going to behave, just literally the next day, everything was cut off. There was no more invitations for anything. And that's how it should be. It should not be. You can't report on gossip if you're part of it. And I think that's the problem with, say, entertainment reporters and stuff, is that they need the access and they want the access, and that's more important to them than any kind of story.
Well, so you're not going to the Top Gun premiere this week with Tom Cruise, your buddy Tom Cruise?
Oh, no. I wouldn't go to that anyway. You guys know that. Yeah, no, I wouldn't go.
We know your feelings about Tom Cruise. We're talking that this movie might be the biggest thing of 2022, though.
Oh, I think it'll be huge. I think it'll be... I think it's going to blow. I wouldn't be surprised if it gets $1 billion all in.
A billion?
Sure.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, NT, of course, a lot of talk in New Zealand. We love to talk about Taika Waititi, who is the director of Thor coming out soon, and, you know, Rhys Darby and that. Does that make an impact over there in America? Obviously, it's huge here in New Zealand.
I think of Rhys and is kind of like the Ricky Gervais and Stephen Merchant of New Zealand. Right.
Yeah.
They always want to try and work together and stuff. They haven't reached the level of, say, like a Keith Urban or Anna Paquin or something like that, or even KJ Apa. I mean, when you're on Riverdale for 7 seasons or whatever, and you have this fan base, because, OK, he's there, he's front and center. He's got the paparazzi will take pictures of him to follow him a little bit. He's very attractive, that kind of thing. I think that plays much better in Hollywood. And I don't think a lot of people realize he's from New Zealand.
Yeah, that's the key. You've got to pretend you're not from here.
Hey.
That is the key bit.
It's not the key. You be unique to yourself.
He's like, let's all be honest. KJ Apa is far too good looking for this country. He deserved to spread his wings and be in a bigger country.
Although Riverdale was ending final season, I just heard the other day.
Yeah, and I think that they're all worried if they're ever going to get another job. Because that's a very interesting show, is because except for Cole Sprouse, nobody knew who anybody really was on the show. And, you know, they filmed the first season in Vancouver, and they actually started filming the second season about the same day that the first season started airing. So nobody knew who they were, and they were filming this show. And then as it went on, everybody's like, oh, we got these people. And then the story and the storylines became so bizarre on that show. The writers just kind of went for it and would write anything possible and make up the craziest storylines. And that set it apart from a lot of shows. But, yeah, there's certain people, I think, on the show that will get work in the future. Like Lily Reinhart will be okay, and KJ will get some work. But there's some other people that, you know, this was their chance, and now they're seeing this steady paycheck go away. How old is KJ? He's like 24 or 25,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he'd be mid-20s, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, basically his first shot out, he gets a hit show. And so he probably thinks that's how it is. And he might say, oh, gosh, he might not get another hit show for 5, 6, 7 years and go, oh, I was really lucky on Riverdale. So we'll have to see. I'm excited to see what happens with the cast. And some of them are saying, oh, I'm tired, I want to go. But I think a lot of them realize, hey, you know, it might be tough to find another hit. And what kind of work am I going to be doing?
It's how hard is it to make it over there? Like, put that in perspective. For these New Zealanders who have gone over there and achieved, you know, a certain level of success, how tough is that?
Well, if you ask KJ, he'll say it's easy.
Yeah. I'm hot, I'm muscly, I can act, I get a free show.
I know. It's a lot of hard work. You know, I talked to you guys before. The people that I know, a lot of them, I started out at kind of the same time as them. And the ones that keep working and are willing to take anything and just, oh, you want me to go work for free for the friend for a day? Yeah, I'll do that because they meet more people. The idea is when you're young to meet as many people as possible to get that network in place and not burn any bridges. And then as you've been in the business for 4 or 5 years, those people that you were working with, those people that you did the free, you know, thing, short film for, that person all of a sudden is a director or, you know, and says, oh, you know, I want to help out my friend and I want to do this. And it's about being slow and steady. You can get lucky like KJ and get something right off the bat. But, you know, it's something about, hey, you got to keep working. You got to keep working. Cole Sprouse, hey, he was a teen star, then gets nothing for many, many years, and then gets Riverdale, right? So you have these gaps, and you just have to be prepared for that. And you just have to put in the work, I think, like anything else.
Oh, NT, love catching up with you. Thank you so much, our Hollywood insider. You go and have a wonderful week, and we'll speak next week.
Hey, you guys have a great week. I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, NT. Cool, we're not using them.